Ну, Нова. Everything's fake, and none of it matters. So take me to Paris. We'll stay in a palace. Pretend we're in love. Just to Instagram, we'll go on a date. Just to pose with heaven. Everything's fake, and none of it matters. We can spend a few days in a fantasy. Drinking wine is too much for our salaries. We will barely speak out on the balcony. But in front of everybody, we'll act happily. And it's hard to tell it's fake. And if we turn the phones up, baby, would it feel the same? Maybe we would talk without the need to compensate. Is that insane? Take me to Paris. We'll stay in a palace. Pretend we're in love. Just to Instagram. We'll go on a date. Just to pose what we're having. Everything's fake. And none of it matters. So take me to Paris. We'll kiss on the terrace. Pretend we're in love. To make people jealous. We'll barely talk until we're posing for pics that we hate. Everything's fake, and none of it matters. Everything is genuine, it's paper thin. And if you think about it too much, then I hate my skin. Relationships are ruined over messages, but you can just replace them with a swipe and click. And I swear, everything is fickle and it's hard to tell it's fake. And if we turned our phones up, baby, would it feel the same? Maybe we would talk without the need to compensate. Is that insane? Take me to Paris, we'll stay in a palace. Pretend we're in love, just to Instagram. We'll go on a date, just to pose what we're having. Everything's fake, and none of it matters. So take me to Paris, we'll kiss on the terrace. Pretend we're in love, to make people jealous. And we'll barely talk until we're posing for pics that we hate. Everything's fake, and none of it matters. Everything's fake, and none of it matters.
Kenya Grace, Paris, 10.30 Uhr haben wir es. Wir wagen den Blick in die Welt mit Sarah Brückner jetzt. Guten Tag.
Hi, hi.
Deutschlandfunk Nova. Nachrichten.
Am Anfang drei wichtige Meldungen in kurz. In der SPD geht die Debatte um die Kanzlerkandidatur weiter. Aus einer Telefonschalte der SPD-Führung gestern Abend kam nichts an die Öffentlichkeit. Der künftige US-Präsident Trump hat neue Mitglieder seines Regierungsteams vorgestellt. Unter anderem soll eine ehemalige Wrestling-Managerin Bildungsministerin werden. Und vor dem Bundesgerichtshof geht es heute darum, ob ein Richter in der Corona-Zeit voreingenommen geurteilt hat. Er hatte Lehrern an Schulen